Let's go to the KRDO Newsline right now and visit with State Secretary Jenna Griswold, who's joining us on Super Tuesday. Wow, it's an honor to have you. It's a busy day today. How's everything going in the day so far?
Good morning. Happy Super Tuesday. Everything is going great. The only thing that is not going so well are all those ballots that have not been turned in yet. But luckily, there's still plenty of time to turn in your mail ballot or vote in person, and Coloradans can vote all the way up until 7 p.m. tonight.
What changes have taken place since the last time we headed to the primaries for a presidential race?
There are more drop boxes. So there's over 400 drop boxes across the state, and there's more voting centers, over 150 voting centers. The last time we had a presidential primary was 2020, in the midst of the pandemic. So I hope this presidential primary feels a little bit more joyful for Coloradans. Aside from that, we've continued to upgrade our security. Colorado is considered the most accessible and safe election system in the nation.
Since we've talked to you last, obviously Colorado's been under the microscope throughout the country after the Supreme Court ruling on Donald Trump. Give us your overall comments on what happened at the Supreme Court this week.
Yesterday, the Supreme Court issued a decision that a state does not have the authority to enforce Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which was the section that the Colorado Supreme Court used to disqualify Donald Trump. The Supreme Court said Congress would have to act first before any type of enforcement could happen. So what all that means is that Donald Trump is still on the ballot. He's physically been on the ballot since ballots have been sent. But it clarifies for Colorado and American voters all across the country that a vote for Donald Trump will be counted, that he is a qualified candidate.
Okay. With that, we're up against the clock. Thanks so much for taking some time out on this Super Tuesday. Ms. Griswold, thank you again for joining us on KRDO's Morning News.
Absolutely. And your listeners can find all their election information, including how to still register and cast their ballot, at govotecolorado.gov.
Very good. Thanks again.